Well, good morning, good people. On today's episode, I have decided to talk about this because I feel like I've said this before, but I want to break this down a bit more. Now, over the past, few months, I've been talking to people about Walmart, and I've been telling you guys how they've been, removing their stores from different places. And in particular, there's a city that always stands out to me out of every place. It's Chicago. Now, I want to tell y'all, maybe a couple weeks ago, I gave y'all a list of different stuff where I saw, things were going downhill in those places pretty fast. I do have a theory that I believe that I wouldn't be surprised if Chicago end up being like martial law, or at least one of the first cities to be in that position. I'm going to tell y'all why I say that. They have already lost their mayor. There is no police or protection in that city. Even the people who live there, I sometimes wonder why they stay. Even if it's your home, I would rather leave and move somewhere that's safe and has, in a sense, more longevity than what I'm seeing there. But you don't really see that. So I kept thinking, man, that would be so insane if you see them slowly take away everything. But if you notice, they already have. I just saw they removed that Walmart there. And what does that leave them? Foodless. Remember when I told y'all when one of the biggest grocery store chains that you have in your neighborhood is Walmart, you have a problem. And most people don't believe it, but I've said this before. Everything at some point comes to an end, and Walmart was a conglomerate, which you see is slowly going down. And I keep on telling people, if you live in a city, I don't care where you live at, and the biggest store in your neighborhood or in your area is Walmart, and that's the closest thing to you, and there's literally nothing else, you need to consider moving. I say what y'all want. This is why I support local businesses. I'm so serious. Buy food from them all the time. Things like this, the certain stores, yes. Because I feel like people don't realize when it comes to those conglomerate chains, do they care if you don't have food or if it's gone? No, because it's going to be just business. That's how they're going to look at it. Like, oh, well, this is just business. And my next thought is, damn. Now, I will tell you this. Yes, we know all them people be stealing from Walmart. Yes, they do. Especially in Chicago. I'm not even surprised by. Of course, they're stealing. But even so, think about how that's been about to affect the area. Okay, so think about it. That's closed. Then you have to think to yourself, okay, what's open? What's near? What's next? And I'm telling y'all, shocking. I'm telling you, I really feel shocked by this because I'm like, man, that's the first city. I'm telling you, and if you see what I mean when I say slowly losing control, just pay attention to the steps it takes. Keep telling y'all, what's that saying? If you control the food, would you control the people? Right, they're going to be foodless. They're not going to have enough things or close enough places to shop at to just, get those basic, those basic level stuff. As far as food is concerned, I'm just like, I said what I said, y'all. And when I say that's crazy, yes, it's literally insane. I said, oh my God. And y'all, when I say I'm concerned, because you have to understand, that city is so crime packed that if it becomes to the condition of where people move or their martial law, just think about how crazy the crime is going to be, especially if you don't have a way to get out or to move from a place like that. And I've already told y'all, there are a few places I consider unlivable. Chicago is one of them. And it's no disrespect to the city. It's just I have watched for years the level of violence. Some people bragging about the fact that it's called Chirac, which is not even funny. It's sad. The level of innocent lives that have died, especially the children. I keep telling people there, I really do think they have a spirit of murder there. And if you don't understand what I mean by that, I believe that there are some places and some cities that just have a spirit over it. Whether it's them casting a spell on the people or the city or the culture, and whether y'all believe that's true or not, people cast spells every day by the things they say or the things they speak of. And yes, I believe Chicago is one of those places where they cast a spell of murder over that entire city, where to the point where it's still just as bad. People can't stop killing each other. You have to ask yourself, how is it that a person can get so angry and so mad over something that's so senseless and so small that it's justifiable to kill children, it's justifiable to just shoot anything on sight for whatever reason? You have to start asking yourself, why is that? People don't just randomly do stuff for no reason. Some people try to look at it as, oh, it must have been something in their life. No, y'all, some of this stuff is that these people cast spells. That's the answer. And if people don't believe that, then I'm telling y'all, y'all better wake up. Whew, you better really, really wake up. That's why I tell people, protect yourself. And when I say protect yourself, not just with a weapon or this, you can start protecting yourself spiritually. Now, I know some people may not believe in this, because I'll tell y'all, to this day, I'm really surprised that people are Christians at the level of Christians that they are. I'm really surprised that people are still like this. Christians' problems are, and this is my personal perspective, they can't see the spiritual. They are so blinded by the Bible and what people say that they don't want to see it for themselves. They still have this mindset of sticking to someone else's interpretation of something they really need to see themselves. And I'm telling y'all, no matter what, people will still listen to their pastor over their own common sense and intuition. Please don't ask me what that's about. That's straight up delusion if you ask me, but I've seen it. Okay. And I'm sorry. Yes, I believe church, most people, they worship their pastor. I don't really believe a lot of people worship God as they may think that they do. I don't think they do. They're obsessed with their pastor. They give to their pastor. They care more about their pastor than they do their family members, you name it. And it's not personal. It's just true. So I view things a bit different when it comes to that. Now, I'm not judging your religion choices. I'm just telling you, you know, pay attention, you know, kind of open your eyes up to see what you're really experiencing or dealing with when you go to church. You can't keep being blindsided and being pushed into in a sense of emotionalism or what do you call it? When people in church, they call it feeling the spirit or the Holy Ghost or whatever. You cannot get so caught up in it that you can't see the reality of what's happening. You know, I'm sorry, but if you've been going to church for 10, 15, 20 years, but you have not evolved or changed as a person, you know, you really got to start understanding that, okay, something isn't right here or something isn't working here, you know. But I'll get back to this casting spell thing. Just like when I see, and I'm being honest, I think it's there. Just like when I see them cast spells in other places, like I do think in certain cities, it's another one I think. And there, I think people have the spirit of lust like heavily on them. Okay. Now, I want y'all to know, I believe that sexuality and sex is good in nature, but everybody knows too much of anything is a bad thing. You know, that's just the truth, right? So I believe, like, when I say the spirit of lust, yes, I believe there are people, yes, and spirits that are surrounding people or surrounding, certain opportunities to present itself. I'm telling you, and they're just so lustful. And I mean lustful to the point of where, like, it wreaks havoc. It destroys lives, you know, not in a positive sexual experience. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling y'all. And yes, I believe it's like that. And I do believe that, just like I be telling people the spirit of gluttony. People don't want to talk about that either, but that's the thing. Most of the times, like, I even had to, and I'm being honest, I even had to admit to myself, I had to change a lot of stuff of how I eat, because I used to be like, damn, like, this is probably the spirit of gluttony. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. Now, I personally believe that you should be eating, like, and people don't believe me, but I believe you should be eating somewhere between 4 to 6 times a day. But that's usually, especially if you like me and you eat like fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, and you cook meals. And I say that because you're supposed to have at least 2 snacks, you know what I'm saying, a day, and you have like 3 meals. Okay. And then some people, especially, I'll say this, depending on how much protein and stuff you have, because I don't know how much protein some people have, that's a bit different. So if you have more protein, you may skip a snack. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel like eating and you still feel full. But we live in a time period now where it's like at its all time high. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and this is including in all of these, you know, topics. I noticed that. And that's why I tell people, like, you know, it's important that you kind of eat like all of your meals, and you know, you get you a snack, because I think a lot of people, I'm telling you, I don't know how this happened to our society. Yeah, I do blame the government. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I blame the government for like a lot of stuff, because, you know, I told y'all, I do believe the government, it has always been under alien mastermind control. Even if you think it's crazy, that's what I believe. Now, anywho, I say that because I feel like first they start poisoning our foods. And most of us now, especially if you grew up in like the 90s or whatever, or the 80s, and you became an adult, you realize now how much poison they put in food. That's why I think you see so many people in our generation, you know, exercising more and caring about our health, because the truth is we were very ignorant to what was going on or what they were putting in our food before. Not like how we do now. Like, we're more aware of it now. Okay. And another thing, I feel like, because of the stuff that has been in our food for years and that we have been accustomed to eating, this is our first time realizing how bad our eating habits or something is. And it's not necessarily how many times you eat. It's really just the food we eat. Like, for example, most people who grew up and, like, let's say your parents may not have had everything, right? Most people don't want to admit this. A lot of people snack or eat a lot. And they'll be wondering why they're always hungry. It's because you're not eating full meals. That's why you're always hungry. They keep thinking, oh, I need to eat less. No, you need to eat more food, but you need to have full meals, like actual vegetables, you know, actual things that's going to actually help your body. And I realized that's some of the things that people are dealing with. They keep thinking, oh, what is it? I try to do this, but it's not. It's because we're not eating proper meals, because we grew up in a household where all we did was probably just eat snacks. You know what I'm saying? Especially now, the kids now, I don't even think a lot of people even cook for them. So all they're eating is chips, this, that, and the third. So they're just snacking throughout the day. Their body's getting absolutely no nutrition to their brain, to their lungs, nothing. And then, I'm serious, and then what you see is they just keep snacking and keep snacking and keep snacking, but they're not eating those full, healthy meals that they need to eat. That's why I say, yes, you need to be eating somewhere between 4 to 6 meals a day. At least 2 full meals, healthy meals, and then snacks. Now, as far as snacks, I feel like that's kind of easy for you to conquer. You can pretty much either get... Now, me personally, I prefer fruit just because I just like love fruit, especially oranges. I just love fruit. Now, if that doesn't, you know, suffice, you can always find something else as an alternative. You know, they got so much stuff now where you could literally make you a little smoothie bowl or a little anything. I mean, literally, it's just so many options that they have now that you could probably create for yourself. But yeah, I wanted to talk about that because I said, man, I think most people I meet, they're not even unhealthy. It's just like you have to learn like your childhood, how you were raised, how you were taught to eat, and then find the error in it and then just correct it. That's really just it. And I'm telling y'all, once I kind of figured it out, I was like, now this makes sense. I'm like, no wonder I always felt hungry. I'm thinking, because I was just having snacks. I was like, okay. And then once you kind of, you know, figure out what's going on with you, then it's easier for you to be like, okay, now I can eat better and do right and do certain stuff. And I'm telling you, then it's just, after that, it's smooth sailing. Okay. I'm going to tell y'all why I say that too. I remember I would see grown men, and I'm serious, I would see them trying to feed grown men salads. And I'm not trying to be funny, y'all. Nothing's wrong with a salad, but if I'm being 100% honest, one salad for an entire day would never be enough to suffice no grown adult man. And you got to understand, a man's body is always going to be double a woman's. I don't care the size of the woman. I mean his physique, his nature, like, you know what I'm saying, his stature. Everything about a man is always twice as much as a woman. So, like, for example, his metabolism, the way he eats, the way he needs food. So it's always going to be that, you know, that times more. You know, and I look at that and be like, man, I can't believe that's how they would feed a grown man. I'm like, a grown man need a grown man meal. They can't just eat no little, you know, I'm being honest and I'm serious. Even, I don't care if you're a vegan. I don't care if you're vegetarian, because I did vegetarian for a while. Even then, what I learned with vegetarian, I'm telling y'all, the more I ate, the better my health was. Because you really do need to eat about 6 meals a day, especially if all you're consuming is like fruits and vegetables. Like, especially people who are doing it, like you doing raw, I'm telling you, you're going to need a constant amount of food to put into your body. And everybody keeps thinking you need less. You need more, y'all. Okay? You're definitely going to need more. So, yes, that's the topic I want to talk about today, and I would love to know, what do you guys think about the stuff that's going on in the world? Do you also agree with, you know, seeing a spirit of different things across different communities or different places? You know, I even tell people, I think some places have a spirit of poverty. And people don't believe me when I say, yes, I believe spells were put on that place, or I believe, you know, a curse or something was put over something. And people will try to convince me like, oh, no, that's not it. It's just that these people are this, y'all. you have to really ask yourself, there is no way one group of people is just this complete way and the other one is not. You either are under a spell, you are either programmed to be that way, or you are programmed to be something else. And then there are some people who are just not brainwashed. You know, you have to stop looking at it and saying, oh, it's because these people don't do this. It's because this is who they voted for. You know, you have to get out of that mindset to understand everything is not always what it seems. So, yes, I decided to tell y'all about this because I felt like this was super important. And I'm like, man, okay? And yes, what do you guys think? And remember, you either want truth or lies. Peace.